We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the track and field season. And there's one coach running the show at Nottoway Valley this year for both boys and girls, and that's Brett Walsh joining us here on KSOM. And, Coach, let's start first with your girls. I know you don't have as many girls coming out this year, but you do have some talent coming back. How are you feeling about your girls' team coming into a new season?
Well, we definitely lack the numbers we've had over the past few years, but I still feel pretty strong about it. We're going to be led by senior Maddie Weston and junior Izzy Eisbach. Maddie's looking to kind of maybe set that school record in the 100. She's kind of our sprinter. We're going to try to get her to get up there to that 200 range, so she's had some success there. So, you know, Maddie, we're kind of looking forward. It's going to be kind of hard for us to get some relays this year. But on the individual side, you know, we're looking for Maddie in the sprints. And Izzy Eisbach, you know, she's a great basketball player. And she came out the track kind of work on her speed and endurance. And I mean, she's going to be really good in the 8 and the 1500 for us, kind of that mid-distance. So she's really strong in that. And, you know, got Jazz Christensen. She's a senior for us. She's been here all 4 years and, you know, kind of some long distance. Maybe we can get a 4x8 team hooked up. So, and I got a sophomore, Allie Corneliusen, who came out and hurdled for us last year, and she's been looking really good in the hurdles, and that's kind of one of her favorite events. So that's kind of where we're at in the girls' side.
What is makes Maddie Weston such a good sprinter? She got on the medal stand last year, 8th in the prelims, 8th in the finals. Obviously, I think she maybe wants to get even better this year. That's, I would imagine that would be her goal. But what do you like most about her, just her sprinting ability, and what does she need to do to push it to 200?
Well, she's just going to have to trust into, you know, Chase Green, he was my assistant for years before he retired, and he brought this system of 200s. So basically you're on the cone, on the tone. So we have a good pacing system, and we start off pretty slow, but, you know, a lot of intensity, you know, a lot of reps, and then we kind of whittle it down to more speed. So he brought this from Colorado, this 200 workout, which is really, I mean, we've had a lot of success with sprinters, and Maddie's just really kind of that latest person who's, you know, just has developed with the program. She's working on her starts. She wants to get quicker on her starts, and she's just, you know, she's accepted the program, and she just has gotten better every year, and looking forward to a good, strong senior campaign for her.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned Izzy in the 800. Do you see that competitive drive that is in basketball that helps her in the 800 and also the 1 mile?
Oh, just a little bit of it. No. Izzy's one of those, you know, very coachable, just, you know, wonderful athletes that she'll be like, oh, my goodness, I got to do what? Because I taught her in fourth grade, so she still calls me Mr. Welch. And I said, well, yes, you do. And she goes, okay, that's fine. You know, so I know she's, you know, not ever looking forward to it, but she's, you know, looking forward to the end result, which she knows is going to make her a better overall athlete and definitely a better 800, 1500 runner. So, yes, that competitive drive is wonderful, and it's going to take her to some really good heights in basketball.
So what's your breakdown of your 9 girls in terms of seniors, juniors, that so forth?
Well, let's see. I've got 2 seniors, Maddie Weston, Jazz Christensen. My juniors, Izzy Eisbach and Kylie Nelson. Kylie's kind of hurt right now, but she's a good, strong 800 runner. I've got Allie Corneliusen, who's a sophomore. I got Ava Herrick, a freshman. Gracie Deemer, a freshman. And I'm probably missing another one. Oh, Kaylee Mosier, she's also a freshman. So I've got, you know, got a few freshmen out. So hopefully we can kind of build those numbers up again.
That would be a good goal to have for the future. But you have a little bit better numbers on the boys' side. It didn't get as much into the state tournament a year ago. Trent Warner, though, got a 5th place finish in the shot put, just missed the medal stand on the discus, finished in 10th place. I guess, how are you feeling overall about your boys coming into the year?
Well, the boys are kind of, you know, flip the page, and they've got higher numbers than we've really ever had. You know, it starts off Eli Harris, you know, the quarterback in football. He decides to come out his senior year. He's looking really good. You know, Trent Warner, just a special athlete for his size. He's very athletic, and he set some quiet goals. He's not a big talker, but I think deep down inside, he wants to do well in the discus, and I expect big things out of him in the shot. I think he increased his throw in the Iowa State indoor, the IATC, like 3 feet. So, you know, wrestling, I got to give him a little, you know, a little bit of time to kind of heal up and rest up from wrestling. But after he kind of gets into his stride, he's going to be fun to watch this year.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we'll see how he progresses in the throws, and that will be exciting to watch throughout the year. How about, where do you feel like you are stronger in the running events for the guys?
Well, we had Hayden Colton, Luke Kading last year as freshmen. You know, they really came on strong toward the end of the year. I mean, it's pretty hard for freshman boys to really burst onto the scene. You know, they're just not as strong, but, you know, they get stronger as they get older. I feel like with those two, I've got Gabe Winkleman, who's a really strong freshman. He'll be part of that 4x8 group. I think that's a strong event for us. I got Titan Foster. He's another freshman. He likes to hurdle, so if I can get enough people to hurdle, I'd like to get a shuttle hurdle team going. So I think we're going to be stronger in the mid distance to the 3,200 area. But we got some of the football boys. Jack West, he's the football coach. He's the assistant coach, and he's brought in some of those boys, kind of the football kids. So we'll see how we do in sprints. So I'm hoping to have a uptick in that. Return. You know, Ashton Honnold, you know, as a sprinter last year, Ken Stevie came out this year. They're both juniors. So you know, I'm hoping that we can get that sprint end of the track spectrum going.
And then how do you feel about relays? What would you like to target on the boys' side coming into the year?
Well, like I said, the 4x8, I think we got some good, strong 800 runners. I'd like to try to maybe get a D-Med team, since we, you know, got that 800 component, which is really the most important component of that race. And I want to start getting some 4x2s. You know, I think what we run kind of on the sprint end kind of leads itself into the being a strong 4x2 relay team. So I'm looking at those relays there. And I want to mention, we got Cassius Burnside. He's a freshman too, and he's looking really good. So, but like I said, they're freshmen. It's going to take them a while to develop.
Yeah, no doubt. Field events, you mentioned Warner in the throws. Are any others that are going to be competing in the field so far for you this year?
I think we're going to try Cassius in the long jump. He long jump in the middle school, so he's got the speed for it and the athletic ability. So I'm looking to see, you know, some improvement there and see what he can do his freshman campaign. Otherwise, Ashton, you know, Honnell throws for us too, but he's really busy with wrestling to put a lot of technical time into the throws. I mean, that's one event, the disc and the shot, that's very technical. And Ashton's busy with his wrestling, which I completely support. And so when he can throw, you know, gets up there, gets a few reps in, I mean, I think he could be a really strong thrower for us there too. Hi, Jeff. I just don't really have anyone at this point.
Yeah. And that happens sometimes, but maybe somebody will want to give it a shot at one point. You know, you never know.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And your point is well taken about Ashton. I know he's got a big tournament in Fargo that he is preparing for. He was already talking about that at the end of the state tournament. Certainly when he gets out there and competing, he's still a dangerous thrower. What would you say overall are some of the goals you'd like to see for your boys team this year?
Well, I think just see overall improvements. You know, we've been kind of down overall, you know, for a few years, and we're starting to get some numbers. I just want to kind of build that culture, you know, of toughness and just, you know, that track is not this horrible thing, you know, because I think I think people have seen how hard we've worked and they kind of shy away from it. But the ones that, like running and have accepted it, they've just really enjoyed track. So Coach West is trying to get me to not be, he's trying to bring some new ways into my thinking, which I think we're going to meet halfway very nicely. So I'm just trying to mesh a few things and make track more enjoyable. That's why I want to hear at the end of the season is that, hey, we competed, we got better. It's going to help our athletic ability. And it's a fun experience. So that's really my main goal. And obviously, get some teams to state the 4x8 Gabe in the, 3,200 and maybe possibly the 1,600 for Luke Kading. So yeah, we've got some goals to get some teams to state, but I just want to get that overall culture. That's really my biggest goal and kind of rebuild that girls' culture also to what it was, I'm just going to say just from last year, because it's different. I mean, I've had 10 great years with the girls, so I'm just trying to get that on the girls again and, keep building on the boys.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here talking about your track teams, and certainly we'll be following the Wolverines on the road to the Blue Oval and looking forward to maybe covering them at state tournament. In the meantime, best of luck this year. Thanks so much.
Hey, I appreciate the talk. Thank you.
Brett Welsh, head coach for Nottoway Valley Boys and Girls Track, joining us here on KSOM.